Day 7. Grounds for Forgiveness. Refusing to be offended. If he sins against you 7 times in a day, and comes back to you 7 times saying, "I repent," you must forgive him. Luke chapter 17, verse 4. Few, if any, standard athletic skills are more difficult to develop than hitting a major league fastball. The science alone renders it nearly impossible. The amount of time that a batter is given for deciding whether or not to swing at a blazing 90 to 95 miles per hour pitch, it's a factor of milliseconds, literally less than the blink of an eye. It's why Yogi Berra was famously quoted as saying, "You can't think and hit at the same time." The facts would tell you it just can't be done. All this to say, when you see a pro baseball player on television swing and hit a pitch, even if he grounds into a double play or sends a lazy pop-up into left field, you are witnessing a miracle. Because if you or I were in the batter's box, we wouldn't even see the ball. It would already have zoomed past us and be on its way back to the pitcher. We wouldn't so much as tip it, not in 100 tries, 100 strikeouts. How does anyone do it then? How do they hit it? They do it by learning to hit the ball as second graders on a coach-pitch community team. By hitting balls from a 12-year-old bruiser from across town in Little League. By hitting balls from competition in high school and college and the minor leagues till they finally get that call up to the majors. And even then, every day at the ballpark starts with what? Batting practice. You work your way up. You learn as you go. You keep getting better at it all the time. Then when that day comes and you're asked to step up to the plate, look at you. You're doing what everyone says is impossible. That's what forgiveness is like. When we think about forgiveness, why it's so hard, why it's such a struggle, why we could never see ourselves being able to forgive something as major league as that, whatever that is, we often go straight to the most extreme examples. Not necessarily adultery, which seems to come first to mind. But, whatever the case, we think of those particular betrayals or borderline abuses that touch us at our deepest places, especially when coming from this one person who's supposed to love us and protect us like no other. I could never forgive them for that. Absolutely. These kinds of blows can be painfully difficult to forgive and move beyond. We are right in surmising, even